show. I'm Carl Azus. Happy to see you this Friday. One thing many Americans didn't expect after a hurricane made landfall in the U.S. South was that a few days later, it would cause states of emergency in the U.S. Northeast. Those have been declared in Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York. They'll speed up help to areas that have been dealing with record amounts of rain and flooding, and that was brought to the region by what remained of Hurricane Ida. The storm carried moisture from the Gulf of Mexico over the eastern United States and up north to places like New York City, which for the first time was the scene of a flood emergency as declared by the National Weather Service. Forecasters had warned that flash flooding, when waters rise rapidly, was possible in this area. What surprised even some meteorologists was how quickly and how severely the flooding would hit. More than 7 inches of rain fell on Central Park Wednesday, most of that in a matter of hours. It wasn't the most rain that part of New York had ever seen, but it was in Newark, New Jersey, where almost 8.5 inches fell. That's the highest amount on record since officials started keeping track in 1889. Some homes in Connecticut were 3/4 underwater on Thursday. Emergency workers in Pennsylvania estimate there have been thousands of water rescues as torrential rain caused extreme flooding there. And state officials across Maryland, New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania say at least 26 deaths have been blamed on the storm and the flooding it caused. That's in addition to at least 5 deaths reported in Louisiana and Mississippi after Ida made landfall in Louisiana as a Category 4 hurricane on Sunday.
Hurricane Ida's remnants pummeling the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic, unleashing torrential rain, extreme flooding, strong winds, and even tornadoes throughout the region. Governors in New York and New Jersey declaring states of emergency.
It is always quite shocking when you literally see the streets of New York looking like, you know, the rivers flowing and people just in shock of what's going on.
Multiple sightings of tornadoes in the Garden State.
I heard, you know, this rattle and my daughter ran out and said, get in the house quick.
One confirmed tornado tearing through this town just outside of Philadelphia, destroying several homes in its path.
We hear just a little noise. Next thing you know, we heard everything just breaking.
The severe weather bringing New York City to a standstill. Heavy rains creating waterfalls rushing into subway stations and even overflowing down the stairs and onto the tracks. The dangerous conditions forcing the city to suspend all subway service, leaving some riders stuck underground in subway cars and others stranded for hours at stations, including this one in Times Square with no way to leave safely. Some service returning close to 3 a.m., allowing passengers to finally go home. Record-breaking rainfall and flash flooding causing the mayor to issue a state of emergency.
What we're hearing from different parts of the five boroughs, very troubling. We're seeing a kind of rainfall we almost never see, this kind of speed with which the rain has come. Everyone's got to get to safety.
The unprecedented rain turning roads and highways into rivers. The floods filling up this baggage claim area in New Jersey's Newark Airport. The storm forcing the facility into a ground stop temporarily. Homes and apartments across multiple states filling up with water. Fire and rescue crews finding one person dead at this flooded complex in Maryland. Outside Pittsburgh, rescue crews pulling 41 passengers trapped in floodwaters on a school bus Wednesday morning. And in New York and New Jersey, first responders working around the clock, rescuing people stranded in their cars. Local leaders urging residents to continue to be careful.
There's no way that we could have predicted how bad this storm would get. The intense rainfall, the concentration of water, which could result in trees coming down. Cars can be repaired, property can be replaced, but the loss of life cannot.
10-second trivia. Sequoia was a Cherokee Nation leader who made it possible to do what? Preserve forests, read and write in Cherokee, enrich soil, or inject medicines. Sequoia created a syllabary that made it possible to write in the Cherokee language. He's also the namesake of the giant sequoia trees that tower over California's Sierra Nevada mountain range. Part of the reason why these trees can survive for thousands of years is that they often weather the wildfires that flare up here during the late summer and fall. Despite that and the fact that fire helps prime the soil for the growth of new sequoias, severe blazes, like one that started with a lightning strike last year, are still a threat.
From their size, General Sherman is 275 feet tall. Holy cow.
To their longevity, You know, before ancient Rome, before Christ, I mean, these trees were mature.
Much about giant sequoia trees is on a grand scale. With that distinctive red-brown bark covering their thick trunks, sequoia trees can only be found in California's Sierra Nevada mountains.
This is a resilient tree. They are tough. Almost nothing can kill them.
A giant sequoia that was first weakened by drought was then subject to impacts by the bark beetle, which then further weakened the tree and potentially made it more susceptible to mortality from fire.
The stag tree is said to be the fifth largest tree in the entire world. It's lived more than 3,000 years, and yet we're seeing that wildfire is threatening these giant sequoias more than ever before.
The Castle Fire was a wake-up call. An estimated 7,500 to 10,600 trees were destroyed in that one fire alone.
Started by lightning in August 2020, the Castle Fire was part of the Sequoia Complex that burned more than 174,000 acres, scorching several sequoia groves.
It was devastating, heartbreaking. Everything had been incinerated. It was a field of the world's largest burned up toothpicks.
After decades of suppressing forest fire, other trees and brush have grown rampantly around the sequoias.
The fires that used to burn every 5 to 10 years in the Sierra would just keep down the competition and reduce the fuel naturally.
On land owned by the Save the Redwoods League, we hiked out to see just how deadly the Castle Fire was here.
For us to see 10 to 14% of the total of giant sequoias alive killed in 1 year in one fire is, there's nothing to compare that to.
Yet fire, in and of itself, is not the enemy of the giant sequoia.
Their cones open up, their seeds start to germinate after a fire.
So near those lost giants, where the fire wasn't too intense, small shoots of hope take root.
What I see is a lot of these little baby giant sequoias that have sprouted up since the fire happened.
The latest world record contender for the world's tallest sandcastle isn't like other sandcastles. For one thing, it was stabilized by wooden scaffolding during construction. It's been coated with glue so it'll last through the winter, and it's not on the beach. It's not too far from the beach. This was built in a coastal village of northern Denmark. At almost 70 feet high, it took almost 5 tons of sand to build, and 30 artists worked to carve the details into its walls. People often aspire to build castles when they barbican. Towering achievement? That depends on where you sand. Takes a camel lot of time and talent to build up a sand castle. Artistry helps draw the bridge and make it all worth the hassle. So portcullis, if your battle meant to give the trial a go, cause when it comes to castles, it's whatever floats your moat. Woo! I heard from several people on social media who said they missed it when I rapped, so blame them. Mililani High School is watching today from Mililani, Hawaii. We know that because they subscribed and left a comment at youtube.com/CNN10. That is the only place we look for the schools we mention. We will be off Monday for the Labor Day holiday, so we'll look forward to seeing you on Tuesday for more CNN